This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Jim Furyk is a 17-time winner on the PGA Tour. He is a major champion, a Payne Stewart Award winner, and the captain of the 2018 Ryder Cup team. It is a pleasure to welcome Jim Furyk to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Jim.
John, how are you doing?
You know, I'm pretty good. Thank you for, I've wanted to do this for a long time. Thank you for finding the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, it's February. Ryder Cup is at the end of September. So what does a Ryder Cup captain do now? What are your duties now?
I think it's just really in the planning phases. Obviously, I'm watching golf. I'm trying to figure out, our points list, and each and every week it changes significantly. Just yesterday, Bubba Watson won in L.A., jumped from 60th to 10th. Phil Mickelson's been moving up the points list. So I'm always keeping an eye on things, but it's early in the year. I'll be at the Honda Classic this week, and that's the, obviously PGA headquarters. So a lot of meetings this week and preparation. We're really just trying to figure out a schedule of events for the week, set up an atmosphere basically for the team from – dealing with clothing to team rooms to setting up the locker room to scheduling for the week, media, you name it. Tabitha and I kind of have a hand in everything. So just trying to right now cross the T's, dot the I's, and do what I can and prep now so that I can be more focused on the team as we get closer.
I asked Julie Inkster this a couple of weeks ago, as captain, do you find yourself, Jim, paying more attention to, say, captains of industry, leaders, head coaches, CEOs, trying to learn more about leadership? Do you find yourself kind of wanting to know a little bit more about how they think and how they do their jobs?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, golf being an individual sport, something that we've always been trained to worry about ourselves and our game and our week. And you start playing in these team events. I've played in a number of Ryder Cup and President's Cups. And the more you play and you start looking around the team room, you start worrying about your teammates and, their wives and significant others and trying to make their experience, good. You try to affect the whole team positively, but as a coach, you're looking at things from a different perspective, and that's not something we're always trained to do as golf professionals. So of course I think a lot of the captains in front of me have sought the advice of coaches and leaders, as you mentioned, and something that I'm looking into myself and enjoying.
I've read where you said you like the course in France.
Yeah, I think it's a great golf course. The Europeans, before I had a chance to go see it last summer and was named captain, a lot of the European players that play the PGA Tour, approached me, talked about the golf course, told me no one said a negative word about it. Everyone, their side loves that golf course. They talk about it in a positive light. I've heard it's, top three, top five on the European Tour. It's also a place they know very well. The French Open's a big event. It's in their, giant series of large purses leading up to the British Open. And it's genius of their side to use a course that's used on tour each and every year and use that for the Ryder Cup. So they'll have an advantage from knowing the golf course, but it is a very, very good golf course. I think it's going to set up well both for the players and for the fans. It's a great spectating course, and it's hard to pick a better venue than Paris. So it'll be fun for all.
Are you trying to figure out a way to get members of the American team over there to that golf course? I it's tough to play in the French Open. Are you trying to finagle a way to get them on the course before fall?
Well, I think it would be good if we could have some guys, while they were obviously not a couple-hour flight away, you have to make an effort to get to Paris. There's lots of folks that would love to make an effort to get to Paris, don't get me wrong. But, when folks are over there playing, when they're around the British Open, I would love to see some guys get in. And that being said, I'm not going to have all 12 guys on the team that have played practice rounds there. And we're all professionals. We'll all get two or three practice rounds around it. We'll learn the course the best we can. And, that'll be key. Key in the early stages, in the first two sets of matches on Friday, course knowledge may be key. After a guy sees a golf course 3, 4, 5 times, he knows it quite well and will be prepared. So I hope to get some guys over there. I'm not expecting the whole team. I think, I'm trying to plan for that and trying to give the guys a little bit of knowledge about the golf course and what they can expect.
We're talking with Jim Furyk here on the Augusta Golf Show. All right, you were back in action last week at Riviera. Why had you been out?
I've been injured. I hurt myself at the U.S. Open last year, hitting a shot out of some heavy rough, and kind of played through that injury for a couple of months until I got to the PGA in August, and then really was in a lot of pain and struggling, and kind of realized that I was playing at about, by that time, I was playing at 50-60%, and really struggling. So needed to kind of regroup, get healthy, a lot. But I've been playing golf now, hitting balls for about the last 6 or 7 weeks, and able now to kind of string a bunch of days together, and felt healthy enough to go out on the PGA Tour and compete. So I'm still striving to get to 100%. I'm not quite there yet, but feel a lot better playing and actually played pain-free last week. I felt real good on the golf course as far as physically.
Was that the main goal?
Well, obviously I wanted to play well, but I also know being out of competitive golf for 6 months and really not playing a lot of golf, hitting a lot of shots and preparing through that 6 months, I knew I'd be rusty. But we're all competitive. We all want to do well. And, I thought there was things that I did very, very well last week that I was really happy with the way I putted. I was parts of my game that I thought were actually pretty crisp and then also very rusty in certain areas as well. And one thing I think you can learn too is, you can practice as much as you want at home and try to prepare, but you learn so much more about your game and you learn more about yourself and where you stand when you actually, enter a golf tournament and see how you fare in competition under the gun. And so getting out there and being able to compete and see some of the areas that I was weak in and I needed to work on was good.
You're not taking it week to week. What do you think your schedule is leading up to the Masters?
Right now, I'm definitely I'm playing this week at the Honda.
Right.
And I'll have a week off, and I'll play the Valspar in Tampa, which is one of my favorite events.
Yeah, go figure. Let's talk a second about Furyk and Friends. The event is coming up in mid-March. Talk about the event, Jim, and talk a little bit about what you and Tabitha do with the money from that event.
Yeah, so this is our 8th Furyk and Friends event, and Tabitha and I started our foundation a little over 8 years ago, the Jim and Tabitha Furyk Foundation. Really, our mission is to help families and especially children in need in Northeast Florida. That's where we live, in Jacksonville, and we were partnering with a number of different children's charities, leading up to the to creating our foundation, and the goal was really to kind of bind some of those charities together, the folks that were helping raise money for our community, to help them come together and even raise more money. And it's been a wonderful experience for us. Tabitha runs our foundation. It's her full-time job. And, this event, our golf tournament, our celebrity golf tournament and concert, that's our main fundraiser for the year. We'll raise about $500,000. And it helps run, a great deal of our programs throughout the year. So really blessed to have such support from our community in Northeast Florida, some great partners and sponsors, and happy to, that we have so many celebrities and PGA Tour players that take, a day or day and a half out of their lives and come to Jacksonville and help us out and make it possible.
Has it given you more than you ever imagined it would be?
Yeah, it really is special to help out. I think, the PGA Tour is a special place. We affect each community positively, and with that, You know, as a younger player, I played in some of the veterans. I played in their tournaments that raised money in their communities. Tabitha and I knew that's something we always wanted to do, and we had a great platform in 2010. And I think we both wished we probably would have done it sooner, but it's nice to make a difference in Jacksonville and to have so many friends that help in their support.
He is Jim Furyk. He is the Ryder Cup captain. He's on the road right now. He'll be playing this weekend. Jim, thank you for taking the time to do this. As I mentioned in the beginning, I have wanted to do this for a long time. I appreciate you taking the time, and we will talk again.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'd love to.